Moncrief on News Talk.
This Saturday, the World Porridge Making Championships will take place in Scotland, and Ireland will be there, ably represented by Rebecca Holohan from Mayo. Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Good afternoon. Thank you. That's very kind.
So is this your first time in a porridge making competition, or are you a veteran in this kind of thing?
No, this is absolutely my first time. I've never taken part in something like this before. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. And why did you decide to take part?
It was actually my dad that put me onto the golden spittle first. So he's like the OG porridge man of the house. And it was one of those like bucket list things because, you know, we're a very exciting bunch. So going to a porridge contest was on our bucket list. But it was always just one of those things where we said, oh, we should go over to Carbridge some year. And then I was looking at the details earlier this year. And at that time, it was open to contestants to sign up. And I just thought, yeah, I'll give it a go. And I did. And like no one was as surprised as me to find out that I'd actually won a place to compete on it. So
the thing is, if anyone listening thinks it's like, you know, four women in the village hall kind of job, they're competitors from Australia, the US, Estonia, Pakistan, Austria, Norway, Canada, the Netherlands, Hungary, the Philippines, and of course, Scotland, England and Wales, I imagine, as well. What's interesting about this is that your basic porridge only has three ingredients. So the challenge is that you, I suppose, have to kind of come up with your own twists for that.
Well, there's actually two parts to the contest. So the first is that you have to make a traditional porridge, and that's just the three main ingredients that you said. So you have your oatmeal, your water and your salt, that's it. And then for the second dish that you have to serve up, it's a kind of a speciality dish. So oatmeal has to be like center stage. It has to be the most important thing, but whatever you can imagine, like whatever you can think of to make out of oatmeal goes.
Right. Okay. So I mean, that's just let your imagination run free for the second category. For the first category, is it the combination of the oatmeal, the water and the salt in the proportions, the types of oatmeal, even the salt and the water, are they factors?
Well, look, everyone is going to have their own blend, I think, of oats. And there are going to be variations on a theme, but I think there's not actually that much you can do. Like there's not going to be huge variation. They say that it's going to be judged based on consistency, taste and color. But it's like it's pretty subjective because everyone likes their porridge in a different way. Like some people might like it runnier. Some people might like it firmer. Some people might like that nutty consistency, the grainy sort of consistency that you get from a pinhead. Where others might prefer like the more soupy sort of fine oatmeal. So, I mean, I think you just serve up what you think is going to taste best. And, you know, you're crossing your fingers that the judges are going to agree with you.
Okay. And can you tell us what, if say for the first category, for the basic porridge, can you tell us what you're going to do?
Well, I don't know who's listening, Sean. A porridge wizard never reveals her tricks.
Okay. All right.
I know. Basically, I'm going to have, I think it all comes down to the quality of the ingredients. That's in my opinion. I think like that's the most important thing, because I think whether you're putting together a bowl of porridge or, you know, you're putting together something a lot more complex, it really comes down to the quality of the ingredients that you've got. And I think I'm going to like showcase some really great ingredients from Ireland. And I think that that's going to make a big difference for me.
Yeah. And even the water, I understand, will be coming from a well.
That's right. Everything is as local as possible. The furthest thing coming is the oats, which is from Cork. And then my salt is from Achill Island, and my water is here, like from my own well on my property. So everything is coming as close as possible.
Okay, that's extraordinary. And your freestyle item is kind of reads more like a dessert than a breakfast.
Yeah, it very much is. You wouldn't be eating this for your breakfast. It's a sort of a take on a Bakewell tart. But obviously, instead of your flour, I'm going to be using oatmeal, like a fine oatmeal. So I think I've got it down to a brie fine art. Now I'm fairly confident with my dessert. So I'm hoping that the judges will enjoy it as well.
And is it kind of a ready, steady cook and then you're given a time to produce these?
Yeah. So you only have 30 minutes and it actually gets even worse than that. So not only do you only have 30 minutes to prepare both dishes, but all you have is 2 gas hobs. That's it.
Whoa.
So yeah, there's no oven, there's no grill, there's no electricity. So you can't use a blender or like an electric whisk or anything like that. So you literally have 2 gas hobs and that's all you have to come up with your one really speciality dish, because your porridge only needs a gas hob. But it's really like you have to give it some thought and be really creative. I hope it's going to be okay.
Yeah. And then I assume judges come round and taste.
So as far as I know, the judges will be in a tasting room because it's anonymous. Well, so your porridge goes in first and they all go in these like white bowls. So like the judges don't know where the porridge is coming from. So they're in like a separate room and then they're tasting and they don't see like who's bringing what. It's like blind, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Oh, that's it. Well, I suppose that makes it much more fair, I suppose. The judges themselves, are they international or are they all Scottish judges?
I believe they're all locals. I think they're all from Carbridge. I'm not 100% sure on that, actually. But as far as I know, they're all like people who've been involved in the competition for a long time and they're local.
Yeah. What do you get if you win?
You get a perpetual trophy.
Right.
And that's it. And, you know, you get to say, I'm the best porridge maker in the world.
Hey, and, you know, probably open top bus parade in Castlebar or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Rebecca, thanks a million. Very best of luck. I'm sure you'll do us proud. That was Rebecca Holohan there taking part in the Porridge Championships this weekend.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.